Hi guys, my name is Gage Holmes. I'm a senior at Highland Park, and I will be attending Baylor in the fall. And I'd love to share a little with y'all about how I started to see the bigger picture in high school. God's Holy Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I trusted Christ around when I was 13. But during high school, there were times when I got stuck and I wasn't seeing the bigger picture that Jesus is better. In seventh grade, I started to wrestle because my teacher was the coach. I quickly found success, which led me to take pride in being seen as one of the best wrestlers in the grade. During my freshman year, I had the chance to wrestle on varsity, which boosted my desire to be seen by others. At the end of my freshman year in practice, I made the wrong move and injured my knee. This started a year of knee surgery and rehab. During this time, I had to decide what was going to determine my identity because I couldn't wrestle. Growing up, I'd always heard the love that Christ had for me and his plan for me, and I realized during this time I needed to turn to him. Through the end of my freshman year and sophomore year, I really started to grow and found my love for scripture memory. The verse I clung to during this time was Psalm 73:26. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. I love this verse because it reminded me, no matter what happens to me, I have Christ and his strength. Looking back, I see how Christ used my injury to draw me to him. I needed to trust Christ and have him part of my daily life and not just something I did on Sundays and Wednesdays. At the start of my junior year, a couple of guys and I from my small group decided to form a community group together. Joining this community group would be the biggest catalyst to my faith. These guys were a great source of accountability and helped me fight my struggle with pornography, which I had been hiding from everyone. I learned to confess and to confess frequently. Confessing one time and then moving on will not bring you freedom from your struggles. You need to invite people into the dark areas of your life so they can be a light and an encouragement to you. James 5:16 is a verse I would go back to often. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. When I confess, I am reminded by the love that God has for me. Confessing sins weekly to my group does not make me perfect, but I can say I walk in freedom and without shame with what I struggle with. I continue to meet with those guys every week, and I know whatever I bring to them, they will love me and do what they can to help and encourage me. If you resonate with the truth I just shared, I encourage you to respond by going deeper with your community group or friends you can know and trust. Let them carry the weight of what you're going through, and you can also help them. My prayer is that you would see, know, and believe Jesus is better. Thank you for letting me share my story.